Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Hello and welcome to the World Cup podcast here on Burst. We're going to be previewing all things World Cup football. This is the first one of many. We're going to be doing a weekly podcast in the studio today. We have Dave Bromley.
Hello.
An England fan, sometimes when he's not a Wales fan. Ollie Parsons.
Massive England fan.
And James Furnish.
Huge England fan.
And myself, Tim Taylor, big England fan. Just going to go around the group and discuss our favourite World Cup memories before we get started, or some of our not-so-favourite World Cup memories. Anything come out, Dave, that sticks in your mind there?
It's got to be Joe Cole, wouldn't it? Sweden 2006.
The chest and volley.
His chest, top bins.
Lovely goal. Joe Cole's he's a bloke sort of underachieved, I reckon. Underachiever in his career. All the players reckoned he was like the best around when they were all young in like a West Ham, like Ferdinand and all that. Yeah. Everyone was raving about Joe Cole. Ollie?
There's got to be the Beckham free kick to get us there. And then my worst memory is the Ronaldo wink, definitely to Rooney.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That was a dark moment.
Yeah.
James?
The Beckham penalty against Argentina, and then the same World Cup when Ronaldinho scored that free kick as a small lad watching it at school. Wasn't great, was it?
No, you've just taken mine there.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. Ronaldinho dink over Seaman was a horrible moment. I'm actually old enough to just remember Michael Owen's goal against Argentina at 98. I can remember being in my living room.
I don't believe you can remember it.
No, I was in my living room watching the goal, and I couldn't work out when I was about 5 or 6, like why there were so many goals. There was like a goal every 5 minutes.
It was two at half time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But I remember Michael Owen's goal. So what we're going to do today is go through all of the group stages, all of the group games, and who we think is going to come out of those groups. We're also going to talk all things England and talk about what sort of sides that we would all pick for our starting 11. Predictions will come later on in the show. Top goal scorers, who's going to be the winner, and then we'll do a quiz to finish, which you can sort of go along with if you're listening at home. But the first game of the World Cup is obviously the hosts, Russia. This isn't the most thrilling game of the tournament. It's probably the least thrilling game, to be fair. Russia, Saudi Arabia, it's not much to get excited about. But in that group, there's Russia, Saudi Arabia, Egypt and Uruguay. Uruguay are probably potentially a dark horse in the tournament.
Yeah, I'd say they're favourites to get out of the group quite handily, I think. It's not a great group, is it?
No. No Mo Salah.
They don't know, do they?
Yeah, I was going to say, they confirmed.
I thought he declared himself fit, didn't he?
I was going to say, for the early gate, I thought he was out for a couple of
days. No one knows. But he's there.
He's going to be doing everything he can at the moment.
Right. I'd be surprised if he doesn't play.
Yeah. Don't worry, they've got El Nene.
El Nene's in there.
No, I think is he not injured as well?
Is he?
What do we reckon about Russia? Obviously the host nation, anything?
They're not in great form. They haven't won in 7 games.
This
isn't great form, because they didn't have to qualify, did they? So they've just been playing the odd friendly here and there.
So who's getting through? Uruguay got a chance in the tournament, do we reckon?
Yeah, I think they normally do well in World Cups, don't they? They're a good side. I'd be surprised if they don't make it out of that group, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then I've obviously got two gun strikes. Suarez and Cavani could cause some damage. Have they got enough? They've got Guardiola at the back, I think, but have they got anything else that needs to be concerned?
They've got a few young players who've been doing quite well for them. Off the top of me, I can't remember their names, but they should get through that group. And then I think they're a bit of a dark horse, really, because you've got the two strikers. It's probably their last World Cup.
Jose Jimenez.
Yep.
Good player.
If they go well, if the two strikers start firing, they could easily, one of those two could easily get golden boot, you'd think.
No one seems to be talking about Uruguay, really, people are talking about who's going to win it, which I think that might suit them.
They progressed through our group last World Cup, didn't they? Costa Rica and them.
Yep.
And then Suarez stuck the handball on the line against, who's it?
Ghana.
That wasn't the last one.
That was 2010.
He made a name for himself there. So we think probably Uruguay, and if Salah's fit, Egypt will probably get.
I don't know. I think it's a bit
Russia and Egypt.
It's a bit of a crapshoot, isn't it? It's that you'd expect Saudi Arabia to lose to everyone.
I can remember the last. I can remember the 2002 World Cup. That could be the last one that they played.
No, they played 2006 as well, I think. But 2002 they got lost to Germany by 8-1, didn't they?
8-0.
8-0.
Okay. Well, let's move on to Group B. This is a bit of a tasty group. It's got Portugal, Spain, Morocco, and Iran. I was actually in a cab with an Iranian driver the other night, and he says Iran are looking strong this year.
Really good defensively.
He's really excited
about
it.
Suppose they're really solid.
They don't leak many goals.
I'll take your word for that, Tim.
They won't win a game.
He sold me the dream. He sold me the dream, Iran. But you think, I mean, me and James were talking about this off mark. You think Morocco have got a decent chance?
Yeah, I do. I fancy them to get out of the group ahead of Portugal. I fancy Portugal just to the bed. I'll bleep that later. But I don't think they're very good.
Do you reckon?
I can't believe when they won the Euros, it was a joke. They won the Euros. They won one game in 90 minutes in the Euros. And I just don't think they're very good. I quite fancy Morocco to just do them.
Hakimi at Real Madrid is the only one I recognise on that team sheet.
They got a few. There's the guy from Ajax. He's like a right mid.
They've got, just looking at the sides that the club wise they play for, you've got some good. Fenerbahce, Schalke, Malaga, Feyenoord, Standard Liège.
Maybe Benatia.
I can't see them being able to handle the likes of Ronaldo. Just cause carnage. Won't
have it, do you think?
There's always like every World Cup, there's always a team who just doesn't do very, like a team, like a top 18 that doesn't do well.
Yeah, there'll be some shocks for sure. I mean, is Ronaldo going to play down the middle in that Portugal side?
Yeah, and they have Guedes on the wing, who's quite good as well, from Valencia. He had a quite good season for them.
Okay.
They're a good team.
Quaresma's still playing.
Yeah.
He's meant to be unbelievable, but he's another underachiever, I think. Yeah, Portugal have got...
William Carvalho, good player.
Is he still playing, Carvalho?
No, different Carvalho.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, William Carvalho. Yeah, yeah.
Porter.
Yeah. Looking at the Spain side, Spain have not really been spoken about too much leading up into the tournament, in my opinion. What do we reckon about Spain? How far can they go? They obviously got knocked out quite early in the last one. The Dutch beat them. 5-1 in the last tournament. What do we reckon about Spain?
I think Spain will go well. I don't think they'll win it. I think they'll be there at the semis course, I think.
Yeah.
They're solid.
I think the European sides will do well in Russia. I think the South American sides will struggle.
Yeah.
More in Russia. So the likes of Spain, France, I think Germany. Those sides will do well this tournament, I think.
Yeah, I guess that's a plus point for us as well, because when we've had to travel to God knows where,
we're not good anywhere.
I did see though that game is supposed to be like a huge temperature increase from where England are based to where they're actually playing the game.
Good. Good preparation, guys.
Yeah.
But I fancy Spain to get stuck to win that group.
Spain to win, and then Portugal and Morocco will be battling out. Your opinion, you guys.
I like Morocco. They're one of my tips to get out of it, to do well.
You got mini sweepstake or something?
No, they're good. They're good odds as well. If anyone wants to have a cheeky bet to get them to get out of the
might
group.
Have a little flutter on.
His uncle's Moroccan. Right, we'll go on to Group C. In this group, we've got France, Australia, Peru and Denmark. Quite an easy group for France, that.
Yeah.
France are a pick for many people in this tournament. How do you think they'll get on? Because they can sometimes capitulate in these big tournaments.
Well, they were favourites for the Euros as well, weren't they? And they're one of the stronger squads, aren't they?
They've got a ridiculous amount of pace in their side.
Yeah,
if Martial's not making your squad, then you're pretty strong.
Dembele, Mbappe, Lamar.
It's a lot of depth in their team.
So much pace.
Yeah. And they've got a good blend of youth and experience in there.
Yeah.
Got some very good players. N'Golo, just the fact they've got N'Golo Kante in the side is going to be huge. N'Golo Kante, Matuidi.
Stephen Nzonzi. He's burgled the spot for me.
Nzonzi's a good player. Yeah, I think France should breeze that group. I mean, it's not a tricky group for them, really. Then you're looking at
Denmark. Denmark aren't a bad side.
You're looking probably at Denmark and Peru to battle it out.
I like Peru to get out of that group.
Yeah, Peru, I think, as well.
We'll just have a look at the Peru, who they've got in there.
So,
in their side.
As I was saying you earlier, Tim, their captain, Guerrero.
Yes.
Just come back. Well, he's been pardoned for this World Cup because he's on a drugs ban.
Yeah, just explain this.
Yeah, so he got banned. He had traces of cocaine in his system and got banned for 14 months. And then he wrote to the captains of the groups who are in. So he wrote to the Australian captain, the French captain, and the Danish captain, and asked them to write a letter to FIFA to let him play in the World Cup. And they did, and he's allowed to play. And he played in a friendly a couple of days ago. Scored two goals when he came off the bench. So. It's a big story.
Yeah,
they've I think they're, I read they're on like a 17 game unbeaten run as well.
Are they really?
15 games. They've had 5 draws, 10 wins in the last 15.
Okay.
Which is a bit ridiculous. That's,
yeah. I suppose he is 34. He's not going to play another World Cup.
No, yeah. So this is like, he's a bit of a talisman for them. So, yeah.
Blimey.
They're on form to get out of that group, I think.
One player plays in the Premier League, Carrillo, for Watford. So that's probably the one player you'd probably recognise out of that side.
Mm.
Looking at the Australia side, it's quite interesting. Tim Cahill's still playing football at the age of 38.
What a warhorse.
He's just been released by Millwall.
Just been released.
So he's got no club.
He's scored 50 goals in 106 caps. It's so not bad, is it?
If he scores in this World Cup, he has scored in 4 World Cups, which I think that's only class. Like a handful of players have done. So
that's class.
I think that'd be the only that's the only thing they're playing for, really, if I was them.
Jedinak's the other one.
Yeah.
Aaron Moy as well.
Yeah.
I miss Harry Hill.
Aaron Moy. I don't know, Harry Moy was Australia. That's mad. But yeah, the Australia always seem to be there, but there's no way that they're getting anywhere in the tournament, really, especially out of that group. Moving on, we'll go on to Group D. This is what I labelled the group of death. I quite like this group. I think this is a really hard group. Got Argentina, Iceland, Croatia, Nigeria. Iceland should not be... I just looked at their World Cup table for qualifying, and they came top of their group. They came above Croatia in their qualifying group. They did well in the Euros. They could be a side that could get out that group and cause Argentina and Nigeria aren't a bad side either.
Nigeria, the second half against England two weeks ago, they were quite good.
What do we reckon in that group?
Iceland have got a long throw specialist, which I absolutely love, in Aaron Gunnarsson.
He's a Cardiff man, isn't he?
What a player.
Gunnarsson, yeah, he could just for someone like Argentina who likes to get the ball down and play to come up against Argentina and knock it about. I think Argentina, they're we were saying this before. Do you think they're a bit of like a team of individuals more than an actual?
Well, they struggled through qualifying, didn't they? As well, it was sort of Messi got them there in the end.
It seems like all 10 players just looked a Messi, don't they?
Mm. Well, I suppose, but they have got a lot of players, don't they? They are strong.
Yeah,
they've got to win. Messi's due to win a World Cup. But
yeah, you'd like to think that they're going to get
attack.
Out.
Higuain, Dybala,
Di Maria as well. We've got the side here. A lot of Mascherano's still there as well. He's 34.
Icardi, who like stormed the Serie A this year, is not even in the squad. Which he scored like 29 goals this year for Inter, and he just doesn't even get a sniff in there. That's how much attacking talent they have. I'm not sure defensively they're great.
No.
It's got a few players, haven't
they?
Otamendi, yeah.
Willy Caballero in goal.
Not super strong. I think that is quite a hard group where if maybe you don't win your first game, if you're Argentina.
See, Croatia I fancy.
Good side.
Good side.
You've got Kovacic at Madrid who's been knocking on the door.
Yeah, Modric.
Might be a bit of a sort of shop window tournament for him, really.
Yeah, yeah. Got a fantastic midfield.
Yeah.
With
Mandzukic up top, knows where the back of the net is.
That's what I mean. They've got a goal scorer. Some of these sides have got quality players, but then haven't got a goal scorer. They've got a goal scorer. They've got
Perisic
obviously Modric.
Perisic at Inter.
Yeah, Perisic, Rakitic.
Yeah, they've got some.
They've got very good solid defensive unit. Lovren and Korluk are still there. They're going to be a handy side. The Euros, they went out to Portugal, I believe.
I cannot remember at all.
I believe they went. I'll check.
I'll look it up.
But they look strong in the Euros, and I think they could have a good tournament. But they've got to get out of that group. They're going to have three hard games in that group. And just looking at Nigeria's
best
side
kit in the tournament.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're impressed by that.
It's unbelievable.
A lot of pace in their side.
Yep.
Iheanacho,
Alex Iwobi.
Iwobi. Musa.
I don't think Iwobi's going to set the world alight, is he? But
John Obi Mikel.
Oh, what
John Obi Mikel is the captain. That's fantastic. Wilfred Ndidi's not a bad player.
Where's he playing at the moment?
Oh, China, I think.
China.
I don't see them. Igalo. I can't see them winning again, to be fair, in that group. I think Iceland will beat them, yeah.
They did beat Argentina last November. Is it in the November just gone? Beat them 4-2.
Friendly.
But I don't know. I fancy them to come bottom of that group as well. I don't think... They looked all right against England, but they...
One of the many Leicester players in there.
Tim. There's a few. We've got Ndidi, Iheanacho, and then we've got rid of Musa. He might be on loan, but I've got a feeling we might have sold him. So a few Leicester lads in there. Leicester have got a lot of players in the tournament, actually, by the way.
In the top 10 clubs in the world for players at the World Cup, aren't they?
There you go. There you go. Very culturally aware we are at Leicester. So there we go. So what do we reckon out of that group? I'm going Argentina. Oh, Argentina, Iceland out of that group.
Really?
Oof, I fancy Croatia.
Yeah.
I think Croatia are going to top
Croatia.
It.
They've got their midfield's world class.
With Argentina?
Croatia and Argentina, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Moving on now to Group E. This is Brazil, Switzerland, Costa Rica and Serbia. Pretty straightforward group. Brazil touted the favourites for this tournament. Pretty straightforward group for them.
It's a straightforward group. I don't know if I make them favourites just because it's played in Russia. I fancy the Germans to be my favourites for the tournament, but I think Brazil will go well, no doubt.
Yeah, they've got some big players. I'm just trying to get up the odds. Can you get up the odds, James?
Yeah, Brazil are favourites.
Brazil, Germany. It's a fairly... It's fairly straight. I think Switzerland have a half decent side. Got some good players in there. Shaqiri, probably underachieved in the Premier League so far. Granit Xhaka,
yeah,
another one. Any surprises? Obviously Costa Rica.
They will not do
anything.
Won our group
last time out.
Yeah, they won't do anything this time. Yeah. I don't think they won a game.
No. Did beat them in the friendly warm in the.
Yeah, they look poor. Yeah, they look really bad. Poor.
Yeah,
so. I think Brazil will storm that group. Should absolutely storm it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll move on to sort of top goal scorers and stuff in a bit. But Brazil has certainly got some players that could be right up there. So Brazil and Switzerland in that. We've not mentioned Serbia.
Yeah,
Serbia have got a couple of big players.
Yeah. Matic.
Ivanovic.
Kolarov.
Still knocking about.
Kolarov. The problem is they're a solid team, but they've got nobody who could really do it up top.
They haven't got a goal scorer, have they? Really?
No. And you need it in these big tournaments. So probably Brazil and Switzerland.
Yeah.
That one. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Group F, moving on to your favourites for the tournament, Ollie, Germany, Mexico, Sweden and South Korea. Difficult, bit of a tricky group.
It's a tough group to predict, isn't it?
A few banana skins there. Mm. Just looking at the squads. Germany, obviously the big news coming out of Germany is Leroy Sané didn't get a nod.
Yes.
Madness.
Something to do with... what we were hearing out of it was he fell out with the management or he wasn't training.
It can only be attitude, can't it? It can only be.
Very strange because not heard that before from
PFA
him.
Young Player of the Year.
Well, yeah. Guardiola raves about him, doesn't he? He has no problems with him at Man City, odd. So yeah. I'm surprised.
I heard Joachim Löw say it was a straight sort of shootout between him and that Julian Brandt.
Really?
Yeah, Brandt's been playing a lot, isn't he?
Apparently he's just as quick as him, so I think it was.
Well, if that's the real reason, I can't see that being the real reason. Maybe he's fallen out with some of the senior players in the side, and it was.
I think Lowe just doesn't like him. I think it's just a sort of like a system thing as well.
It surprises me though, because Guardiola says with him at Man City, is he can play in 5 different positions. He's a great squad player, and yet
very odd.
Yeah.
Very odd.
Not taking him, but.
They have
hopefully.
Got so much strength and depth in their side, all over the pitch. It is hard to look past them.
And they're good. They're good in tournament football.
Yeah.
They won the Confederations Cup last year with like a B team. They're always there and thereabouts.
German efficiency, isn't it? Yeah. They just win games in World Cups.
Thomas Müller's he always goes under the radar in these tournaments, but he always seems to score loads of goals.
Loads of goals.
He's got 38 and 91 caps, but I'd love to see how many.
I want to say
he's
nearly in the top like 10 for goals, and I think he might be actually in the top 10 for goals in World Cup. I'll just check.
It's their midfield that scares me though, the Germans. But they've got so many players. I don't know how you pick a midfield out of that 4 or 5 or however many you're going to play. It's full of class, isn't it?
Their bench is just going to be stacked with class players that would
and
walk
obviously
into any other team.
The best goalkeeper in the world in their side as well.
Is he fit now? Is he fully fit? Nora?
I'd argue that.
No, he's played the friendlies. Okay. So I think he played 3 games this whole year, and they were like at the start of the year, and now he's captain. I watched them against Saudi Arabia the other day, just as we were talking about them earlier. They beat him 2-1. Didn't look great, but
Okay.
They got the win.
You can't read too much into
football.
That's the only thing. Looking at Mexico. Mexico have got some good players.
Yeah, you could see them winning a few games.
Hernandez, a goal scorer. It always looks, first thing I look for is a goal scorer, but they've got...
both Dos Santos brothers.
Santos, yeah.
Lozano's good as well, winger. He played PSV, is it?
Yeah.
He had a good season in the Dutch.
Cuadrado, the captain of that side. No, Rafael Marquez is not in the squad.
I think he is, mate.
My goodness. 39 years of age.
Wow.
145 caps.
That's mental.
He still makes the Mexicans.
145 caps.
That's
39.
Fantastic. Wow. That's brilliant.
I'd love to see him play.
I
assume he's there just for...
I did see one of the sides just picked a 45-year-old goalkeeper.
That's Egypt, isn't it?
Egypt, yeah. He's starting, yeah. He's like the actual keeper.
Is he?
Mm.
Fair play to him.
And then South Korea, the other team.
Sonny.
Son.
Son, mate.
Son, yes.
Yeah.
My boy.
The main man. I'm not even going to try and pronounce some names.
I think they could do all right, South Korea.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of getting out of the group, I don't know how well they'll progress after that. But I think they'll be all right.
Mm. They're very good odds to get out of the group. Very good odds.
Yeah, I fancy Germany and South Korea in that group.
Not Sweden. We haven't mentioned Sweden. Obviously, no Zlatan.
Do you see? After they qualified, he tried to worm his way back in there though a bit, though, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah. They were moaning. I was listening to TalkSport the other day, and they were moaning about. They were moaning about how Zlatan basically said, "Oh, I want to play in the World Cup after they qualified."
Oh, well, surely they can't pick him after that. But no, that would have been good to see Zlatan in there. So South Korea, yeah, it's a tricky group. That I'd say Sweden, South Korea, and Mexico have all got a chance of getting through. They're going to be competitive games, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So South Korea obviously had that great run in 2002 when they were the home nation.
Yeah.
So they've got potential to go far. We'll skip past England's group. We'll come to that in the end. So that's Group G. Group H is the final group. It's Poland, Senegal, Colombia and Japan. Colombia, they're my dark horses for the tournament. I reckon Colombia could go quite far with their side. I can remember in the last tournament, James had a really good tournament.
He was top goal scorer.
They were without Falcao.
He scored a couple of worldies as well, didn't he?
So having Falcao back in that side, with James, and then they've got Cuadrado,
David Ospina, not too bad in goal.
Carlos Sanchez, good player. They've got some good players. They've got one of your lads there from Spurs.
Sanchez, yeah, good
Emerson
player.
Sanchez. I think they could be really a real side that could go.
Yeah, I think they'll win that group. Yeah, I fancy them ahead of Poland and ahead of Senegal. Yeah.
Again, they're all tough games in that group.
Poland, I think, got Lewandowski up top again, out and out goal scorer.
They're always competitive, aren't they?
Yeah,
they've got an Ipswich player as well, representing the Tractor Boys.
Oh, sorry, we'll be better have a look.
Lewandowski.
Yeah. Where is he? What can we expect from him?
Goalkeeper.
I did see an Ipswich Town player.
He'll be good in the warm-ups. That's what.
Yeah. Blaszczykowski.
Blaszczykowski's good.
Yeah, not a bad player.
They'll be handy. Do you quite like Senegal, James?
Mane. They've got quite a few English, like European, but quite a lot of European based players, aren't they? So,
yeah, Biram Diouf, another one.
Moussa Sow, good player.
They've got a solid
side. It's their first World Cup since 2002. And the manager.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the manager's the captain from that World Cup. Alois Cisse was the captain in 2002.
Oh, brilliant.
And he's the manager.
2002. They beat France in the first game.
Yeah. Great one.
Do you know who scored that goal?
Oh.
Papa Booba Diop. Papa Booba Diop. Eladj Diouf
playing
wardrobe. That side.
What, best nickname ever, the wardrobe. Papa Booba Diop.
What's his name? Salif Diaw scored a great goal in that tournament as well. 0-2 was a good tournament for me. I watched a lot of it. Japan on the other side there. Shinji Okazaki, one to watch. Definitely one to watch. 112 games for Japan. 50 goals in 112 games.
Prolific.
Puts a shift in. Honda's still about as well in that side.
Kagawa.
Kagawa's a good player.
I don't fancy them to win a game. I reckon they'll be.
Do you reckon?
Whipped. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Predictions, guys, for that group? What do we reckon?
Ooh, it's actually quite tough. I think, like you said, Colombia probably top it. And then.
Poland. Colombia, Poland.
Poland. I can't see Senegal. They got some pretty good players, but I just can't see them.
Poland and Colombia.
Stringing wins together.
I think I'd go with those two. I think I'd go with those two. Anyway, we'll move on to the big one now. Group G. This is England's group. We have Belgium, Panama, Tunisia, as you know. The first game for England is on the Monday at 7 o'clock. That is against Tunisia.
Huge game.
What do we reckon with that? I mean, when the draw came out, I was reasonably happy with our group. Yeah. We've obviously got a tough game in Belgium, but do you think there's a potential banana skin with Tunisia?
I think it's a good group for us. I think, well, you know what we're like at big tournaments, but we got Belgium are bigger bottlers than us, it seems, at the minute.
Very true.
Tunisia and Panama are nothing to worry about, are they? If we're not beating them. We're going to win it.
you reckon we're going to win it, don't you?
Yeah.
Can we top that group?
Yeah, we should top that group.
Should.
We say it every year.
Well, I think Belgium are probably favourites to top the group.
Yeah. I guess so.
Well, looking at Belgium's side, I'm just going to reel off some of the there's so much quality in that side. I could reel off every name, but you know, they've got Courtois in goal, De Bruyne, obviously, Lukaku, Hazard, Dreyas Mertens,
Dembele,
Bastoy. No Benteke in this one because he's injured. Yannick Carrasco's world class. Obviously, your man Fellaini, Dave. You like a bit of Fellaini.
What a player.
Yeah, good player.
What a player.
I think their defence is so strong, isn't it, as well, the Belgians?
Yeah.
Good goalkeeper, Vertonghen, Kompany, Vermaelen, Alderweireld. I think they're strong.
If Kompany stays fit for the tournament, then that could be massive.
I think you were right what you're saying. But they're bottlers. They've got a lot of pressure on them. They 2016, they lost to Wales. They bottled that. Yeah. I can see him after they get out of the group, but I don't see him winning it. Even though they are so strong, but it's a golden generation. Those golden generations never do well.
Can you see Roberto Martinez
terrible manager as well.
With Thierry Henry, the assistant?
Well, there's a bit of experience there, I suppose, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Martinez likes to play football, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Likes to get down. We've obviously got our we'll move on to our squad now. And I guess we could go round and we could all pick our teams, what we would pick. Maybe we should go round and maybe have debates on where we would probably differ. We could probably agree that there's going to be three, he's going to play three centre-halves, two wing-backs. We can all agree it's going to be that system and then we can go from there. So, Jordan Pickford in goal.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we doing who we like to play? Or,
no, I'm just
or
saying what we'll all agree on. Yep. Does everyone agree Pickford will be in goal and should be in goal?
I think so. Yep.
Go on, Ollie.
I don't know. I'd have gone Butland.
Yeah.
You go Butland.
But Pickford's been given the number one, hasn't he?
Yeah, so.
So, yeah. Okay. So there's a bit of debate there. But it's unlikely you're going to change goalkeepers in the tournament unless somebody is a shocker.
Did in 2010.
I was just going to point out, by the way, we must be one of the only countries where every single player plays in the same league.
I think we are. Yeah. I think Russia are second.
Yeah, Russia have got two who are not, and that's it.
Do you think that's a disadvantage?
Yeah.
I do. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we could do with some players playing.
Although the Premier League has probably been one of the strongest Premier Leagues for a while now.
Yeah.
English football seems in good stead at the minute, doesn't it?
True.
Yeah, if you want to start as many City players as you can, in my opinion.
True. It's just stylistically. I think stylistically the Premier League is changing a bit because we've got so many foreign managers coming in and changing the way.
Five of the back system has just come through.
I think people have stopped playing it now, the three at the back.
Yeah.
Like it's only been Chelsea that, like Spurs played it for a while and they've stopped playing it.
Have they?
Yeah.
I find
it weird that we've sort of picked that up recently. Especially like Walker playing centre back as well, where he'd literally never played before.
I think he
does look good there.
I think he's looked at his mid. I think he's sort of said, "I haven't really got a midfield," and he's tried to shape a team that.
I think that's fair.
Doesn't necessarily need bodies in the middle of the park. As many bodies as we have done in the past.
Play wide. Our wider players seem to be a little bit stronger. Harry Kane, captain. Good decision.
Yeah, you like that.
Happy with Harry Kane being captain. All right, we'll move on to. So there'll be a back three.
Mm-hmm.
Walker's going to be in.
Guarantee it 100%. Yeah, he'll definitely.
Yeah. Harry Maguire.
Yeah, I'd have
Maguire. Is he not still a bit injured?
He played the other day.
Yeah, but he's had a knock, hasn't he? I think.
I'd like to see Maguire start.
Yeah,
I like him.
I think he'll play.
I think.
Yeah,
he's good with the ball at his feet.
He's very good with the ball. Yeah. He likes to drive forward. I think good defensively as well, because you've got someone like John Stones who is probably equal to him with the ball at his feet, but I don't rate John Stones defensively.
Yeah,
he's still struggled. But okay, so we can agree with Walker and Maguire. Who's the other third centre back? Do you pick? I guess it's between probably Stones, Cahill, and Jones. Who are we looking at there?
Who I wanted to play? Who's going to play?
Who would you want to play then?
I'd play Stones.
I'd play Stones as well.
But it won't be Stones.
The reason he is poor in terms of he does make a lot of defensive errors. But we've got three. We're playing three centre backs there, so you can sort of maybe
account for it.
And him, Maguire, and Walker will all look to if that is the three they'll go, which I'm not sure it will be. But if that is, they'll all look to play. Walker hopefully will bail us out with a bit of with his pace as well.
Yeah.
So that's why I'd go. And let's just try and play with the ball. Let's actually try and play an attacking brand of football as opposed to maybe in the past where we've played it a bit safe.
Yeah. Dave,
I mean, I personally think Stones is a bit of a liability, but then you're looking at the other options. Phil Jones had a good season, but again,
he had a good season, but I'm not sure I like him. I just don't feel
he's
safe.
He's a workhorse, though, isn't he? He's a workhorse.
Like Phil. I think I'd prefer Phil Jones over Stones.
I think it's a safer bet.
Would you have had Small in there?
Yeah,
I'd have definitely had Smalling. I can't really get my head around how he's taken Phil Jones and not Smalling.
Well, Jones had a good season, didn't he? Jones probably had a better season than...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have taken Cahill.
No, I can't believe so.
But I think Cahill's going to play because...
Do you think?
Yeah, if you stick him next to Walker and all pace, you get bailed out of Walker, don't you?
Yeah.
I think that's what will happen. I think they'll play Cahill in the middle of the three.
The argument is, Cahill's been there, done it, but we've never done well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So why would you put him in? I think that's a burden to put
him
in.
He's gone for his experience, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's our most experienced player, is he?
So that's up for debate, that one. So we're not really sure.
I don't think he's sure.
No. Looking at wing backs now. So you've got Ashley Young, Danny Rose, Kieran Trippier. And you've got Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, Delph as well.
Delph on the what we thinking there.
Trippier is definitely going to be the right wing back.
Yeah, he's going to play. I'd love to see Trent Alexander-Arnold get go though.
Yeah,
because he has been such a good delivery, isn't he?
I think Trippier's got a better delivery.
Sure. Yeah. So Trippier on the right.
Yeah,
I personally probably go Young on the left.
I was about to say Young. I'd have Young.
It depends how they're going to play though, doesn't it? Because Young this year hasn't really got past the halfway line. For United, he's played as almost like a genuine sort of old school left back, which is weird considering he is a winger. The only trouble if we play Young, which he'd probably start for me, the only trouble is we're short on left footers on that left side, aren't we?
Yeah.
Would you have any?
Well,
would no one be left footed?
Yeah, exactly. It's got
Pickford left footed, isn't he? But you're only left footed the whole team if you don't have a left back.
So I suppose that is the advantage if you play Danny Rose. At least you've got a genuine left footer. He'll get to the byline, won't he?
Yeah, potentially. I think that would probably be overruled by Young. I don't think that would be a reason that Rose would get picked to mind.
I think he'll play Rose though.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Not played a lot of football though.
I think the team that he started with against Nigeria is more than likely the starting team.
So that's between I doubt that Delph's going to get a go above those guys. So it's between Young and Rose out there.
Yeah.
Moving on to now this is where we're all going to have our different systems.
Yeah.
We'll probably better go through everyone's different system.
Yeah.
So what would you go, James? So you've got five players to pick from there.
Yeah, I'd play. It depends who you're playing. If you're playing the two smaller teams, you don't even have to play one holding midfielder, I think. So I'd play Dyer. I'd play Dyer, Ali, and then it'll be Dyer, Ali, Sterling, Kane, Rashford, Lingard. I'd play. Is that right?
It's one too many, isn't it?
Is it one too many? Oh, no, okay, take out Lingard. Sorry, I'd play.
In what system?
Dele Alli and Dyer's like the two central.
Yeah.
And then you're Sterling, Rashford, Kane would be my, like a three.
Sterling and Rashford a bit wider.
Yeah, and then Kane up by himself.
Okay.
I think against the weaker sides, I'd probably go with the same sort of setup. Instead of, you don't need Henderson and Dyer.
Nah,
against
no.
Belgium, maybe.
Yeah, I think he will.
But against Tunisia and Panama, I'd probably play that. Or you play the three and then two strikers. You play Loftus-Cheek and against the weaker sides.
I would love to see Loftus-Cheek get out there. He's played so well in an England shirt so far.
So you'd have Loftus-Cheek in there.
I don't know if I'd start him. It's a bit brave, isn't it?
But what would you have?
Again, yeah, I think similar for me. I definitely have Eric Dyer in the middle. I don't know if you have that two in midfield. I don't know if Dele Alli can play sort of as a.
If he's got the discipline,
proper
to play.
Central midfielder. Yeah. That's the issue.
It is. Yeah, I know what you mean. I think if you told him to do it, he probably would do it.
I don't think against Belgium, Dele Alli wouldn't get in my side. But against Tunisia and Panama, you don't need.
Who would you pick above him for Belgium?
Hendo, isn't it?
I don't like Henderson.
Nor do I. I wouldn't want to play Hendo and Dyer. I don't think it's.
Maybe play Delph.
Yeah.
I know he's not played much sort of centre mid for Man City, but the way they attack, one there on the ball, he does tuck into like a midfielder, doesn't he?
He was good. He was good against Costa Rica. He played that position. Yeah, right.
It's a real shame that Oxlade-Chamberlain's not there.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I think that would then
that's made for
the shape is perfect, really. But yeah,
I'd quite like to see Loftus-Cheek in there.
Same.
I
mean, he is. Yeah.
Why not? Play him. I mean, he looked good against Brazil in the friendly.
I probably would pick him. I'd pick a different. I'd have. Loftus-Cheek, Dyer, Holding. Then I'd have Sterling, free roll, and then I'd have Kane and Vardy up front. I'd play two strikers, because then Rose and Trippier can get down the sides, and Rashford's your impact. I know a lot of people want Vardy to be the impact, but I'd always pick the players that the oppo would not want to see most.
Yeah,
and I think all centre-halves would not want to see Jamie Vardy in the side.
I'd rather Vardy come on. Wouldn't you rather him come on? But imagine being tired and being like, "Oh, here comes Vardy."
I think if you had 90 minutes against Jamie Vardy, he'd just run your defence.
And then he's run. If Vardy's run you ragged, you've then got Rashford and Lingard to come on and sort of.
Yeah, Vardy scored goals against big sides this year. I don't think because of Kane, he doesn't get a fair rap, in my opinion. I am biased being a Leicester fan, however, but I think he's world class. I'd pick him.
I know he won't.
That's just me. I think your system's what you'll go with.
Yeah, I think he'll play the one holding and the
Rashford
four,
will
the
play.
Four to
Rashford and Sterling will play.
I don't know. Maybe Lingard might start. I think he quite likes Lingard, and Lingard's been really good this year.
Yeah, Lingard said, Denise, when he plays for England, he doesn't feel any pressure. He feels less pressure playing for England than United. And I do quite like that.
I like him. I've always quite liked Lingard. Good player.
Very good player. We're just going to have... okay, so that's what we've got on England. Let's just have a look at who would draw who. So if England were to win the group, we would play the winners of...
You play second...
Second of H2.
So it's Colombia, Senegal... Poland.
So say Colombia and Poland win that group, we'd probably play Poland if we won the group. We'd probably play Colombia if we were to finish second, which would be a tough game.
You think that last group game against Belgium was quite big?
Yeah.
Because you'd think that'd be whoever wins that.
Tops the group. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Potential.
In an ideal world, that'd be what it would be.
Potential decider. Going any further than that's going to be a little bit too difficult to predict at this point. But... yeah, we can do that once there's a few games.
We can do that when we get there. When we get to the quarters.
We say that. I know. Once, how far can England go? Ollie?
We're going to win it. We need to make the semis or the quarters at least in this tournament. We're so due a good tournament.
Just how good would it be if we're in the semi-final and just like go into a pub and watch an England play a semi-final?
Yeah, just the
atmosphere. Just mental.
I think the expectation this year is to make it out of the groups and then lose to a side that could potentially go on and win it, isn't it? I think if we went out to Poland, I think we'd be disappointed.
Yep.
If we went out to Germany, I think everyone would understand. Or for sure.
Imagine the uproar if we don't get out of the group.
It's too many times. It's sort of not been as much hype for England, though. Usually there's loads of heaped pressure on England. I don't think there's been as much in this tournament. There's people that are quietly confident because we have a young side and whatnot, but I don't think there's too much. The one thing we do have in our advantage is we have got a genuine goal scorer. I disagreed with you a while ago, but he probably is the best striker in the world at the minute.
He's got to be.
Sort of, Vardy is up there. Vardy's one of the top strikers in the Premier League.
I was on about Vardy. Kane's the back.
Well, you're not about Welbeck.
No, we do have.
I keep forgetting.
He's
Welbeck's
in the
there.
Squad.
Ridiculous. Genuine. We do have. Two genuine goal scorers, so that's in our advantage.
Sterling. Sterling's like crazy good form. Played so good this year.
Yep, a lot of players in good form. So that's positive. Just going to think about our predictions now for the tournament. We'll look at goal scorers.
Yep.
Who we think's gonna win the tournament? Ollie, you've already said you think Germany gonna go all the way.
I think Germany are probably my favourites. Yeah, unfortunately.
Dave,
I do fancy France.
Ooh. France.
I do fancy France, but they've got a lot of expectation on a young side. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think France are my favourites.
Germany for me as well.
You're going Germany.
They're just ruthless, aren't they? In tournaments, and they're definitely in the quarters, and then it's just fair game from there. Like Brazil as well.
I've done everything I can to look at finding a way for them not to win.
Yeah,
I don't want them to win. But I just, their midfield is so strong.
Yeah.
So strong.
I'm going Spain for this one.
Spain.
I think Spain have got a good side. Iniesta's last World Cup.
No Brazil then. No one fancies Brazil.
I think they'll get far. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But
I quite like a Brazil-Germany final.
What, after the 8?
The 7-1 rematch.
7-1er. Yeah,
that'd be good actually.
Potential top goal scorers. What are our thoughts on top? I think Harry Kane's got a good shout for top goal scorer.
Yeah, I agree.
Lukaku is my
Lukaku.
Even though I do not like him at all, I quite like whoever's. You got to look who's got bad teams in their groups who can score a lot of goals. Like you look at Panama, you expect them to shift quite a lot of goals.
Tunisia.
I think you look at the Uruguay group to shift a lot of goals. You're looking at Suarez, Cavani.
Yeah, they've got chance. Yeah. So as have Brazil.
Look, Cavani,
yeah,
you can get
Brazil.
20-1 on Cavani. And Brazil. Yeah, Brazil, then you're looking at Neymar, Jesus, Coutinho.
Is that Griezmann's favourite to be top goal
yeah,
scorer?
Yeah, Griezmann.
No. Oh, Neymar's favourite, then Messi, Griezmann. Werner, not for Germany. So obviously they're going to go far and he's their striker. So
Yeah. Kane's about sixth on that list.
At 16s. Then
Ronaldo.
Lukaku,
Ronaldo. Ronaldo's got to be up there, isn't he?
Yeah, Ronaldo should be up there, really.
Your bigger ones you're looking at, there's like, yeah, Coutinho's 50s. James, 66.
Falcao. Where's Falcao?
Falcao, 50s.
Okay.
Salah, 50s. Continuous great form.
Well,
he could score a few goals in that group, to be fair.
Yeah, that group's pretty bad.
If they get through that group, you've got half a chance, I guess. If he's fully fit, he's probably going to play. He'll play whatever he is, isn't he? He'll be playing if he's 60% most probably in that side.
Well, it's only a shoulder injury as well, isn't it? I couldn't believe he came off in the final of the Champions League.
Dislocated shoulder.
Some of the magic spray.
Just a shoulder injury.
No, fair enough.
As long as he's got his left foot, that's all he needs.
That's it. Okay, so we've done our predictions. You got a little quiz for us, James, just to finish off. So it's five questions.
Five questions, winner.
World Cup.
They'll be based on variety of bits of the World Cup.
When he gets recognition.
When he gets a skittle that we've been munching on. Right, so question one. Name the four semi-finalists from the 2002 World Cup. Right. Question two. Which South American won the Best Player Award at the 2010 World Cup as well as coming joint top goal scorer? So there's a few clues in there. He's South American. He was top goal scorer, so he's probably playing up the pitch. Mm. Do you want more clues?
I think I've got it.
You've got it, there we go.
I think so.
If he's got it, then don't worry about it.
You can come back to it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right, question three. In 2006 World Cup, Graham Pohl famously gave 3 yellow cards to one player in a game between which two countries? I have either of the countries, you'll get a point. So just
I've got both.
Oh, you got both. Well done. Bonus points. No bonus points. Just one of the countries, please. So Graham Pohl gave 3 yellow cards.
Get a bonus point for that, I reckon.
Nah. Right. I wanted to do half point for each, but
I think I know the player.
Wow. Hey, you can have a bonus. You can have a bonus point for the player. That's mental if you know that.
I think it was him.
Right. In which city was the 1986 World Cup final played?
Oh, I think I know this one.
I think so you get the World Cup.
The 19...
86.
Oh, 86. Oh, no, I don't know.
You get the World Cup, you'll get the city. I think it
was somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Right, this one's a thinker. So it's a bit of a maths one. So there's a lot of questions rolled into one, so you have to listen carefully. So add together the number of goals Jos Fontaine scored at the 1958 World Cup. He's very famous, obviously.
Mm.
The most goals at World Cup. Don't say the number. So add that number with the number of times England have reached a World Cup semi-final.
Oh.
So you got that number. Then you times that number by the times Italy have won the World Cup.
Add the first one, then times the second
one. Add the number of goals Jos Fontaine scored, how many times England have reached the World Cup semi-final.
Yeah.
Times that by the times Italy have won the World Cup.
Okay. It's a hard one. I was trying to think of the South American player.
Then divide that by how many times Brazil have hosted the World Cup.
Ooh. I'm going to officially rule myself out of this question.
Well, you can just put a random number at the end. You can maybe get closest.
Yeah.
And then add together the number. So that number, then add the number of teams that were at the 1966 World Cup.
Oh, come on, James.
Come on, you should know your World Cups.
How many teams were at the 1966 World Cup?
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's not 32. So it's before they made it 32.
It's got to be 16.
So I'll read it again, just so if you didn't know.
All right.
So number of goals Jos Fontaine scored in the 1958 World Cup.
Got a number.
By the times England have reached the semi-final of the World Cup, times by how many times Italy have won the World Cup, divided by how many times Brazil have hosted the World Cup, and add finally together the number of teams that were at the 1966 World Cup. We'll do closest wins. It's under 100. If anyone's over 100, you're way off.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Yeah, okay, for the answers then.
Yeah, first one, to go through the questions
again.
Yeah,
so then name the 4 semi-finalists from 2002 World Cup. Who wants to go?
I'm happy to name. So,
go on. I'll go first because I think they might be wrong. So I'll just get myself out of the way. France, Italy, Germany, Costa Rica.
Germany will be in there.
Yeah, you got one.
Germany are in there.
Germany are in there.
Yeah.
Ollie?
Was that the year that South Korea made it to the semi?
Yeah. Yes.
So I'd have got 2.
So
South Korea and Germany.
Mm.
Brazil and Turkey were the other 2.
Correct
Brazil
him, yeah.
Turkey.
Yes.
Had a good year.
So you got a point there, Tim, I think, and then...
Not 4 points.
No, just the 1 point. Sorry, mate. Oh, no, let's do four. Go on, you can have 4 and then 1 and 2, if that helps. I don't think that does help.
Cool.
Okay, so second question was, which South American player won the Best Player Award in 2010 World
Who
Cup?
Who do you think it is?
As well as coming joint top goal scorer as well.
Is it Diego Forlán?
It is
Diego Forlán. Oh,
yes, get in there.
Great player.
What a player.
Great shout.
Question 3. In 2006 World Cup, Graham Pohl famously gave 3 yellow cards to one player in a game between which two countries? Give me both or one for points.
I had Croatia-Australia.
Yeah, that's them.
Nice. That is
and
good knowledge.
Is the player Simunic?
I do not. I didn't even look up. Have a look. Just type in Graham Pohl 3, I reckon it'll come up.
Timmy loves his World
Cup. That is good knowledge, that, though.
I don't know who... Yeah, it's an itch.
I think it was Simunic, you know.
It's got to be on his wiki, surely. It's at the top of his wiki.
I think Simunic. It is Simunic.
Wow, good show. This is right, yes. Get in there. Okay, question 4.
That's 2 points for me.
In which city was the 1986 World Cup final played?
Mexico City.
Mexico City is correct.
Great shout. I didn't get that.
Hang on, you... Oh, right, sorry.
Controversial.
One question. I thought you had Japan.
That famous city, Japan.
Yeah.
Right, the last question. So it's a bit of a thinker. I'll go through it slowly. So add together the number of goals Jos Fontaine scored at the 1958 World Cup. Anyone have a go?
9.
No.
7.
Is it 11?
It's 13.
13.
Wow.
This could throw off everything. That's 13.
Yeah, I'm buggered now.
The number of times, add together with the number of times England have reached the World Cup semi-final.
I put twice.
Yeah, it's two.
Yeah, two.
Times that by the number of times Italy have won the World Cup.
I said 4.
5, I said.
It's 4.
4, yeah.
Yeah, 4. Divide that by how many times Brazil have hosted the World Cup.
3, I put.
2.
2.
2. Yeah, so the last one in the 50s, I think they hosted it. And then number of teams in the 1966 World Cup, which is 16.
16. I got all of them apart from that first.
So what answer to the... What's your total? And I'll say if you're...
38.
And miles off 40.
33.
It's 46. So closest wins.
Cheers.
He was not very confident with his answer, but he takes it.
I've got 7 there altogether.
I think you might have stormed it, Tim.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Won that, Tim.
Yeah.
No, good quiz that.
Thanks, mate.
I reckon we'll do one of those quizzes every...
I've got right one every time.
I can do the next one.
Oh, you do the next one, yeah.
I can do the next one. Thanks for joining us, fellas, today.
Absolute
Ollie,
pleasure.
James, we'll be doing a podcast at least once a week, if not twice.
So next Tuesday, I think
the next podcast will be Tuesday. So
after
by
the
that
England
time,
game.
Yeah, England would have played. The game's playing on that Tuesday also.
Group H, I think.
It's Group H, is it? So that would mean that Poland, Senegal are playing on that day. Colombia, Japan. So
and then Russia as well playing again, I think.
Russia on that day as well. Yeah, they are. Russia, Egypt. Mm. So while the podcast is going on, we could potentially just
watch a classic between Russia and Egypt, maybe.
We can watch an absolute thriller there. But yeah, looking forward to the World Cup. So the next podcast will be on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us, fellas, and thanks for listening.
Come on, England.
Coming out.